home games again against Amherst, Centura, and Harvard. Donovan Trumbull, 7-3 on the season. The opening night win against Blue Hill we had for you. And then they dropped one to St. Paul. They also dropped one to Central City as well. And then Grand Island Central Catholic. So three quality again losses for Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia, they defeated also Kennesaw, Deschler, UTAN, and Ravenna. So quite a bit of good quality wins and losses here for both teams. Donovan Trumbull rated in the state. Gibbon hoping to pull the upset here tonight. We'll take a break, come back with the starting lineups. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
If keeping up with real-life news and events in the heart of the Tri-Cities is important to you, consider subscribing to The Clipper for print delivery or e-Clipper emailed to you where you are. Local news from Gibbon, Shelton, Wood River, Caro, and everywhere in between. We will give you positive stories from school activities to local events. Check us out on the web or like us on Facebook. Who knows? You might find yourself in our picture gallery. Go to clipperpubco.com. We don't show danger stunts or crazy cats, but we'll keep you informed about our towns and our people.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School, home of the Cardinals. As we get this Luplat Conference matchup just about ready to go, let's take a look, though, first at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney, and in Hastings. We'll start with the visiting team, the Gibbon Buffaloes. Head coach is David Bench. Number four, Marcus Smith, 5'10" and a senior. Number five, Matthew Wiseman, 5'11", also a senior. Number 13, Braxton Smith, 6'4" and a junior. Number 21, Connor Hyde, 6'6" and a junior. And Mitchell Sell, 6'5" and a junior, wears number 25. Again, the head coach, David Bench. Assisted by Josh Reinerson and Mitch Demirs. Now let's take a look at the starters for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Head coach is Kellen Burr. Number zero, Ethan Smith, 6'1" and a junior. Number three, Jaden Williams, just a freshman, 6'. Number five, Miles Sad, 5'10" and a junior. Also a junior is 5'7", Blake Dittemore. He'll be wearing number 10. And number 23, Andrew Stock, 6'1", and a junior. Head coach is Kellen Burr, assisted by Jeff Barnes and Ben Gearing, Cohen Johnson. Donovan Trumbull, 7-3 on the year. Gibbon, 5-2. We're here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, brought to you by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from both Husker Power Products of Hastings and in Sutton. We're one of three games for you tonight. We've got two more for you tomorrow and four for you on Tuesday on PlatteRiverPreps.com and the free Platte River Radio app. Brought to you by Barney Insurance with locations in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington. And we're both teams hope to end up at the end of the season in Lincoln. Family Physical Therapy Injury Report. Both teams healthy. Both teams raring to go. Not a single injury on the team. Brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. Clever Preps Athlete of the Month. Brought to you by B&B Carpet right here in Donovan. Be sure to log on to your cleverpreps.com to nominate your favorite girl and boy athlete. Alexis Billiter of Loomis and Quinn Johnson of Loomis, the reigning athletes of the month. We just posted a picture on the Instagram. Check that out. They got a commemorative t-shirt and certificate, and they're going to be listed on the website, brought to you by B&B Carpet, right here in Donovan. We'll take a break and wrap up the Friesen Ford pregame show, brought to you by Friesen Ford in Aurora and Friesen Chevrolet in Sutton. Stop by today if you're smiling while you're driving. Friesen is the reason. We'll take a break. Be back with the tip next. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams Corner Market is your full-service grocery store with the freshest produce and meat. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Good luck, athletes.
Why pay more when you can get better internet for less? Why settle for it's okay internet when you can have blazing fast speeds to get things done in a snap? Stop asking why and make the switch to NCTC and do business with a company you can trust. With exceptional customer service and Nebraska values, you can't go wrong. Switch to NCTC Internet and experience the difference. We're confident you'll love our service. Visit nctc.net today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And the ball is in the air, and it's going to be won by Gibbon. Gibbon in the road blues will go right to left as you look into your radio dial. And Donovan Trumbull in the home whites, black numerals, red trim, those Gibbon jerseys, blue shorts as well, the white stripes. Gibbon with Marcus Smith now, and first turnover of the game as he tried to get it inside to Wiseman. So Gibbon turns over their first possession. And Donovan Trumbull will walk things up here with Miles Sadd. Sad, the 5'10" junior. It's going to be guarded there by Wiseman. Looks like we're in a man-to-man look here for the Buffs. Donovan Trumbull here with Dedamore. Dedamore shuffles the feet. And a turnover now for both teams. 30 seconds into this game, we're scoreless. Glad to have you along on the Breeze 94.5. Jeff Babel courtside. Kaido back in the studio. And on the inbound pass, a holding call on Dedamore. So it'll be the first foul on Blake. First on the Cards as well. Inbounding it here to Wiseman. Wiseman. Full court pressure by just his ball defender. No full court team pressure here for Donovan Trumbull. Getting it over across the timeline to Mitch Sell. Sell, the 6'5" junior, now on the left side to Hyde. Connor Hyde inside, no good. Rebound to Gibbon. So at the top, we'll hand it off to Smith. Marcus Smith shot up, no good. Rebound right into the hands of Mitchell Sell. And Mitchell with the easy putback, and it's 2-0 Buffs. At the 7-minute mark in this opening quarter of play. Miles Sadd with it on the left side. Donovan Trumbull tries to go with it the other way with Williams, and they'll say another turnover. Same thing happened on this near side. A head fake and a shuffle of the feet. Now the second turnover here on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Gibbon hoping to capitalize it on here. We'll get it into Smith. Marcus Smith dribbles all the way across the timeline from right to left. Now he'll go all the way again to the right side. Now cuts into the lane, and he'll walk with it. Shot was briefly tipped, and that caused him to leave his feet a little early and come down with it. Both teams with a couple of turnovers. Gibbon with the only bucket so far. 6:30 to go, opening quarter of play. Donovan Trumbull will get it into Miles Sadd. No pressure here from Gibbon. And Sadd will get it across the timeline right on that beautiful Cardinal logo at the half-court line. He'll take a runner in the lane. It's up no good. Wiseman pulls down a big rebound. And Gibbon tries to go on a fast break on that right side. Back to Wiseman. A deep three here. Rolls around, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Andrew Stock. Up to Smith. Ethan Smith off his foot. No, they'll say off Gibbon. And out of bounds. Coach Ben's not happy with the call. Says, goes after the official. Official hits his foot. Hits it a second time. Says it's off his foot. Coach Ben's not happy with the call. Nods his head. Just has to accept it now. Smith with it in the corner, back to Dedamore. Now they'll go right side with Williams. Williams is going to cut. No pass into him. So it's over to Miles Sadd. Sadd will reset the offense. Dedamore tries to go into the lane. Taken away there. Smith, the freshman, runs the point now. Inside to Stock. Good head fake there. Got his defender in the air. And they'll say a double dribble. Got Mitchell Sell in the air, but Mitchell's so tall that it caused a double dribble on the reaction. We're still looking for that first basket here. Gibbon looking for their second. We'll get it into Wiseman. Wiseman, 5'11" senior, brings the ball up, guarded there by Dedamore. Gets it across the timeline here. Now they'll try to hand it off to Smith. Marcus Smith with it, and another travel. Whistles over blowing tonight. 5 turnovers so far on both teams total. 3 on the Buffs, 2 on the Cards. And Donovan Trumbull now will get their next crack at it, trying to even the score up at 2. Ball inbounded to Sad off the ball, foul guard. A moving screen here. Good call there by the official. And turnover number 3 now on Donovan Trumbull. Call that one on Smith. It'll be Ethan's first, and now the second on the Cards. And Gibbon will get it in here to Wiseman. Wiseman points the offense, says let's run the base look here. Looks like he was going to get a screen there from Hyde. Now they'll hand it off to Smith, Braxton Smith. Into the corner to Sell. Sell. Inside shot up, no good. Rebound to Miles Sad. Sad tries to go in transition quickly. They don't have the numbers underneath the stock. Shot up, no good. That should have went. That was Donovan Trumbull earned that basket with good passing and penetration, but iron unkind to the Cards. And now Gibbon goes with it the other way. Mitchell Sell trying to run out there on the three-point arc. Good head fake there by Marcus Smith. Smith into the lane. They'll call him for the offensive foul. First one on Marcus. First on the Buffs as well. And at 4:34, we've got our first sub into the game. Looks like Preston Larson will come in and spell Blake Denimore. Coach Kellenberg immediately goes over to Blake and starts to coach him up. So Miles Sad will bring it across the timeline, try to run the base offense here. And this one off to Stock. Stock pulls up from 12. It's no good. Rebound into the hands of Connor Hyde. Hyde will get it up to Wiseman. Wiseman up to Smith. Smith jumps up in the lane. We'll kick it back out to Wiseman. 2-0 Buffs. Exactly 4 minutes to go in this opening quarter of play. Ball sent over here to Smith. Braxton Smith going to be guarded by Williams there, and Smith will turn it over. Donovan Trumbull now goes the other way with it. Ethan Smith works that left side into the lane. They'll be hit with the body, so no basket here on the continuation. And Gibbon will pick up foul number 2. I'll call that one on Smith. So Smith with both fouls. Early for Coach Ben. He'll take a seat at the bench. Try to avoid picking up a third foul here. And into the game now is Caleb Pickle. Ball inbounded here for Donovan Trumbull. Williams has it. Jaden will kick it over here to Sad. Miles tries to find Stock. It's going to be tipped away by the Buffs and controlled by Ethan Smith. Coach Burr says, we're a little out of orthodox here, so let's take a timeout. So we'll take it with him. Gibbon leads Donovan Trumbull with 3:35 to go by a score of 2-0.
Thanks for listening to this sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows how hard all these students and coaches work for their team's success. That's why Gangwish Seed is very proud to support all of our athletes. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Good luck to all the student athletes from everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Find us online at gangwishseedfarms.com or call 308-647-5301.
The Breeze 94.5.
That timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. With you since 1994, specializing in you. Donovan Trumbull out of the timeout. Williams will inbound it here to Sad, and Miles tries to jump stop in the lane, kicks it out to Ethan Smith. Smith now drives to cut in the lane. Good move there, but the shot rolls around and in. I about said, but it didn't go in. Shooter's touch got that one to fall, and so Ethan Smith, the freshman, opens the scoring for the Cards at the 3:15 mark to go. Wiseman now with the ball for the Buffs, going to get a pick and roll here, hands it off to Pickle. Ball's in the corner now to Mitch Sell. Sell's pass is going to be intercepted and stolen away by Sad. 2-on-3 the other way, kicks out to Smith for a wide open 3. It's no good. Rebound by Stock on the putback. They'll say no. A foul away from the ball on Preston Larson. I'd have to disagree with that call, as I think Preston was the one that got fouled and get Donovan Trumbull at a backdoor shot that was going to be wide open that will be waved off. So Preston picks up his first personal foul, and that's now the third team foul here on Donovan. Wiseman will take this inbounds, try to go quickly now. He'll be bumped here by Williams. And there was contact a little bit earlier, but then once Wiseman hit the floor, that's when the call was made. So Wiseman wisely hits the floor and earns the foul there, and he'll get this inbounds pass guarded by Dedamore. He'll hand this one off now to Pickle. Caleb on that left wing. Back to the top of the key with Braxton Smith. Now to Sell on the low post. Double teamed immediately, so they'll get it to Pickle. Pickle now to the top. Back out to Braxton Smith, and Smith will pick it up and turn it over right into the hands of Ethan Smith. Smith the other way. Shot up, no good. And the rebound to Connor Hyde. Ethan Smith, a good athletic move. Just had a tough angle, and so the ball did not fall into the hoop. 2 minutes to go. We're stuck at 2 points apiece. Good hustle there by Jaden Williams to tap that one out of bounds. He'll come out of this game briefly. And Caden Dedamore comes in to give him a breather. And Wiseman again will inbound it, or get the inbounds here for Gibbon. Guarded there by Dedamore. That'll be the assignment all night. Man-to-man look. Dedamore, good pressure here. Good job by the officials letting them play a little bit as well. Wiseman tries the armbar, Dedamore off. Now they'll go inside to Sell. Body's a-bouncing inside, and Sell with a good post move gets his second field goal. And he has all the Buffs points. It's 4-2, Gibbon. Inside to Stock. Stock runner in the lane. It's no good. Almost got his own rebound. Now this rebound will go to Larson, and Larson will be fouled. Larson's leg was being hugged there by a Buffalo, trying to reach for the ball. And the foul will be on Caleb Pickle. It'll be Caleb's first. And to the bench goes Connor Hyde for a quick breather. And Dylan Davis, the 6'5" junior, in now for Gibbon. Good inbounds pass here by Donovan Trumbull, but turning it over immediately was Larson. Larson had a good look, but dribbled off his foot right to the Buffs. Buffs going to need to get it across the timeline here. Dedamore's pressuring Wiseman. Wiseman does finally just get it over. And they stand now on that Cardinal logo. Right wing now with it is Wiseman. Picks up his dribble, needs some help, can't find any, and then Coach Benz will bail him out with a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Breeze 94.5.
Let's take a moment to thank those fine sponsors from both Gibbon, Donovan, and Trumbull that allow us to be here tonight. Couldn't do it without your support. I'm glad you're along with us here on PlatteRiverRadio.com and the free Platte River Radio app. Wiseman, with 1 minute to go, will take this inbounds here for Gibbon. Guarded by Dedamore, dribbles between the legs, whips it over here, left side now to Mitchell Sell. Sell, guarded by Stock. Gets it off to Davis. Davis guarded by Smith. Going to be a turnover here. No, they'll say tipped off Donovan Trumbull. And the Donovan Trumbull fans not happy with the call. Wiseman cuts through three defenders and then instead of going to the hoop, backs it back out. Must be more of a three-point shooter for Wiseman here. Still guarded by Dedamore. Dedamore steals it away and gets it easy two the other way. Blake Dedamore. Great defense on Wiseman. Earned that two-point field goal. Now we're deadlocked at four. Wiseman slowly brings it up the floor now. Picked up right at half court by Dedamore. 15 seconds to go. Gibbon will settle for the final shot. See if Dedamore tries to steal another one. Sell will set a screen for Wiseman. Wiseman pulls up from deep. It's no good. Rebound inside to Davis. Davis will be fouled. Shot no good. So Davis will head to the free throw line. Foul's going to be on Ethan Smith. That's number two. 4 seconds to go here in this opening half. Gibbon trying to retake the lead. They will do so on the Davis free throw. Subs here. Ethan Smith with those two fouls will head to the bench. Try to avoid maybe picking up one on the miss. Possible missed free throw here. So that'll bring Preston Larson back into the game. And the second free throw here for Dylan Davis. Front rim no good. Over the back sell, but they're not going to call it. Stock will bring down the rebound. Throws it up at the buzzer. It's no good. Missed call there by the official on the contact over the back. But after one quarter, it's Gibbon 5, Donovan Trumbull 4. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze 94.5.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to meadlumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams Corner Market is your full-service grocery store with the freshest produce and meat. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze 94.5.
And welcome back to The Breeze 94.5. We're through 8 minutes of play and not a lot of scoring in that action, but both teams running the floor. Should be in for a dandy here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We're going to have the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament for you next Saturday, the 23rd, on Power 99. And then, of course, the following week, it'll be the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament. And we'll have the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals right here, on our sister station, Power 99. Donovan Trumbull gets the possession here to start the second quarter. No inbound it to Sad. Sad to Dedimore. Dedimore now at the top of the key. Thought about a three. Gets it back out to Sad. Sad in the lane. Nearly walked with it. Gets it to Smith. Ethan Smith to Dedimore at the top of the key for three. It's no good. Good rebound by Sad to earn that one. On that left baseline. Inside to Dedimore. Dedimore back out to Smith. Smith guarded by the much taller Braxton Smith. So Smith on Smith right there. And the ball's into Dedimore. Dedimore left hook, no good. And rebound to Stock. Now out to Williams. Jaden Williams into the lane. Shot must have been blocked there. No, yeah, so it hadn't been because they'll call a tie-up. Late whistle by the official. And possession arrow gives it to Gibbon. Buffs gifted a possession there. Inbounding here is Braxton Smith trying to get it to Wiseman. Donovan bringing full court pressure here. Now they'll back it off. And Wiseman will let Marcus Smith run the point for the first time tonight. Here in this second quarter of play, 1 minute expired. A Buffs lead by one. Wiseman, corner three, wide open look. Barks at Dedimore off the make. So Wiseman making sure that he knew that Lake Dedimore was aware that he made that three-pointer. Four-point lead now for Gibbon, 8-4. Could be in for a dandy here. Ethan Smith into the lane. Shot up is going to be blocked by Braxton Smith. And Gibbon goes with it the other way in transition. Wiseman quickly to Smith. Smith, ball tipped off of Miles Sad. And out of bounds. Good hustle there by Miles. Both teams playing with a good tempo in this one. 6:37 to go, second quarter of play. Smith to Wiseman, back to Smith. Marcus now guarded by Sad. Dribbles between the legs, tries to get to Wiseman for the corner three. This time Dedimore's all over him. Wiseman will try to go get a pick and roll here. He'll be left open, thought about a three, then decided to whip it across the cell. Sill inside to Hyde. Hyde shot up, no good. And Dedimore pulls down the rebound. He'll be guarded by Wiseman on the right wing. Kicks it to Smith for a wide open three. No good. Rebound to Connor Hyde. Hyde will get it up to Wiseman. Once the Sharks start falling, you might see both teams really get into a groove here. Wiseman pulls up from three, and he's hit back-to-back threes now. And there's a timeout by the Buffs, and they greet him really enthusiastically at the bench. Back-to-back threes by Wiseman extends the Gibbon lead to seven. It's 11-4 Buffs, 5:52 to go until the halftime show.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
On a winning sports team, all the players work together and good things happen. And this sports broadcast on Platte River Radio happens because of a strong local team. The businesses you hear during this game know the value of advertising their message to sports fans. Our sponsors tell their story to thousands of Central Nebraska listeners every week. That helps their business grow and it makes these broadcasts possible. We'd love to have you join our sports sponsorship team. Go to platteriverradio.com/advertise and get in the game with us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
PlatteRiverRadio.com, where you can advertise with us or head over to any of our five radio stations. PlatteRiverPreps.com as well. ShopWheelerDealer.com. Lots of great info for you. And don't forget to download the free Platte River Radio app. Jonathan Trumbull here with it now. Again, still going left to right. That's Ethan Smith in the lane. Kicks it out wide open. 3 miles. Sad and Miles Sad nails the three. His first field goal here. He counters Wiseman's back-to-back threes with a three of his own, but the Buffs still lead it 11-7. Jonathan Trumbull faithful right in front of me, applying the defense to try harder. They'll go inside here to Hyde. Hyde shot up no good, but he'll be fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two free throws. Just the fourth team foul here on the Cardinals. No, that's number six. I forgot to mark the last two in my book. I apologize, folks. That'll be on Smith. That'll be Ethan's third. So Ethan will need to come to the bench here. Rolls around and not good for Hyde. Gettimore will come in. Blake. Out of the timeout, Larson was already in for Gettimore. So Blake will come back in. And Ethan Smith with the three fouls will sit. We'll see for how long. Second free throw back in the air. No good. Rebound into the hands of Jaden Williams. They'll get it to Sad. Miles gets a screen there from Stock. Now back out to Williams. Jaden gets a screen again from Andrew. Now left side to Dedimore. Back to Stock at the elbow. He'll pull it from there. Front rim no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Mitchell Sell. Up to Wiseman. Back to Sell. Head fake there. Now back to Wiseman. Another head fake there again. Miles Sad on him now. Lowers the shoulder. Wiseman makes a little contact. No call either way, and he'll lay in the easy two. Maybe not easy. That was a good nifty play there by Wiseman. He's got eight now, eight of the 13 given Buffalo points. And Donovan Trumbull now the other way, trying to claw their way back. Plenty of time in this one. Into the lane, Sad. His shot's going to be blocked. And Gibbon goes with it the other way. Wiseman across the timeline here. Over to Smith, Marcus Smith, top of the arc, guarded by Dedimore. Inside to Wiseman. Wiseman nearly walked with it, throws up a shot. He'll be fouled, and he'll head to the line to shoot two. Got his defender in the air. Wasn't a very pretty shot, but he knew it wasn't going to go in. He just needed to draw contact at that point. So they'll draw the foul here on Donovan. That'll be the second on Preston Larson. And a 1-1. Well, it's two free throws here on the shooting foul. First one good for Wiseman. It'll be bonus now. Free throws for the rest of the way. Caden Dedimore in now as Preston picks up his second foul. So a couple Dedimores in the game for Donovan. Second free throw for Wiseman is good. He's in double figures now with 10. 10 of the 15 Donovan are given points, and it's an 8-point lead for Gibbon. Donovan now with it. Again, that's Caden Dedimore in the game. Over to Blake inside the Stock. Stock, tough time getting around the taller Connor Hyde inside. A lot of height here for Gibbon. Left side to Dedimore. Blake, head fake. Now to Miles Sad. Coach Benge saying, good job, guys. Keep up the defensive pressure. We're not giving them anything clean here. Blake Dedimore into the lane. Forces a left-handed hook. It's no good. And the rebound easily into the hands of Connor Hyde. Gibbon really put a statement here with the bucket. Playing better right now in this second quarter. Marcus Smith on the right wing. Gets it over to Connor Hyde. Hyde back to Wiseman. Back door to Marcus Smith. Guarded there by Dedamore. And on the rebound, I believe we'll have a foul on Gibbon. Looks like Connor Hyde made some contact. And that's what they'll say. First down, Connor. Just the fourth on the buff. 3:17 to go in this one. Pickle comes into the game. Mitchell Sell will get a breather here. With 3:17 to go until halftime, Miles Sad will get the inbounds here and walk it across the timeline. And guarded there by Wiseman. Into the lane, jump stop, falls down, gets it to Blake Dedamore though. Now it's on the left side to Williams. Williams over to Caden Dedamore. Back to Blake Dedamore. Three-pointer rolls around, just about came out, hit the front rim, and falls in. Blake Dedamore with his first three-point field goal. He's up to five now, and it's a five-point lead for Gibbon. Inside, nifty passing, and Connor Hyde, tic-tac play, and it's 2 points for Connor Hyde. Buffs up by seven now. Into the lane, Miles Bad spins around, tries to get it to Dedamore. Ball's loose on the ground. Smith will save it right into the hands of Matthew Wiseman. Wiseman across the timeline, guarded by Smith. We'll slow things down here with 2:29 to go till halftime. Couple subs coming in for both teams at the next whistle. Marcus Smith, left wing. Now over to Braxton Smith, over to Matt Wiseman. Wiseman, guarded there by Sad. Sad tips it away and steals it and tries to get it up to Dedamore, and Matthew Wiseman steals it right back. So back-to-back turnovers for both teams. And hustle here on the left side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Miles Sad. Gibbon will keep the possession, but Miles gets a good ovation here from the Donovan faithful. Wiseman comes up a little bit lame there. Perhaps a right knee. Into the game for Gibbon is Solaris. And for Donovan Trumbull, it looks like back into the game is Larson with those two fouls. Matt Wiseman guarded by Miles Sad. Five count on. And it'll be a given turnover. Wiseman is waiting for his teammate to come help him out with the screen. Waited about 2 seconds too long as the five count was on. 7-point lead, though, still for Gibbon. Donovan just under 2 minutes to go here in this opening half of play. Glad to have you along on the breeze, 94.5. Left wing with Caden Dedamore. And this one off to Smith. Stock with a wide open three at the top. It's back of the iron, no good. Hits the support on the backboard. And so a turnover here off the miss. 94 seconds to go in this first half of play. Gibbon with a 7-point lead in the basketball. They're also in the bonus now as there's seven fouls on Donovan Trumbull. Wiseman just gets it across the timeline, took his time. The five count's still on. Miles Sad forces it to about 4 seconds again. But Gibbon does get it in the hands of Braxton Smith. Smith picks up his dribble right at the half court line, does get it off just in time to Mitchell Sell. And they pick up a dribble again. They need to get away from that half-court line. It's acting as a sixth defender right now for Donovan. Wiseman's going to be pickpocketed, stolen away by Donovan Trumbull. Easy 2-point field goal for Miles Sad. Sad playing great defense right now on Matthew Wiseman. Gets the 2-point field goal as a reward, and it's now a 5-point lead for Gibbon. Donovan Trumbull fans on their feet trying to get the defense into this one. Sell picks up his dribble. Hands it off to Hyde. Connor Hyde at the elbow. It's no good. Rebound to Dedamore. Caden Dedamore. Skied over Solaris to grab that one. Gets it to Miles Sad. Sad runner in the lane. No hands off. Shot's going to be blocked by Sell. Ball's going to be taken away by Solaris. So Jordy Solaris gets it across the timeline. Couple younger players in the game for both teams guarding each other. Wiseman makes a nice move around Sad and nails the three-pointer. Wiseman quiets the Donovan fans and gets the Gibbon fans on their feet with that three. Now a three-pointer the other way for Dedamore. It's no good. And that's the horn. Matthew Wiseman. 13 second quarter points. 13 of the 20 here for Gibbon. He basically is single-handedly taking out Donovan Trumbull right now. It's Matthew Wiseman 13, Donovan Trumbull 12, Gibbon with 20. And we've reached the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue Ann and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, is Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry. Sales, service, parts and tires, great selection of new and pre-owned Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep and Ram, Chevrolet, Buick. Three stores in the Heartland to serve you best. Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington. Over 400 new and used to choose from. PlatteValleyAuto.com or HeartlandChevrolet.com. Or stop by and see us. Platte Valley Auto, beautiful downtown Lexington, top of the hill, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Lexington, South Side.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back here at Donovan Trumbull High School. The dance team with a nice performance right in front of us. They got the plaid uniforms here. They're all wearing their masks in COVID-19 fashion. And it's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Well, 20-12 lead here for Gibbon, excuse me. And the big reason why was that second quarter from Matthew Wiseman. He had 3 3-point field goals to go along with a couple free throws and a 2-point basket to equal 13. 2 for Connor Hyde, 4 for Mitchell Sell, and 1 for Dylan Davis at the line. They did turn it over 4 times, but they turned over Donovan Trumbull 5 times, who was led in scoring by Blake Dittemore with 5, Miles Sad with 5, and a 2-point field goal from Ethan Smith for their 12 points. They'll need to make some adjustments here. They're having a tough time with the height of Gibbon, so if Gibbon just needs to keep working it with Sell and Wiseman, that'll be the seeds to success for Gibbon in that second in the second half. Tonight's seeds to success brought to you by your Impact Ag partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your yield this year with Craig Weeches or Todd Travis, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. The great seeds to success start with Pioneer seed. We'll take another 2-minute timeout and be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams Corner Market is your full-service grocery store with the freshest produce and meat. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Good luck, athletes.
If keeping up with real-life news and events in the heart of the Tri-Cities is important to you, consider subscribing to The Clipper for print delivery or e-Clipper emailed to you where you are. Local news from Gibbon, Shelton, Wood River, Caro, and everywhere in between. We will give you positive stories from school activities to local events. Check us out on the web or like us on Facebook. Who knows? You might find yourself in our picture gallery. Go to clipperpubco.com. We don't show danger stunts or crazy cats, but we'll keep you informed about our towns and our people.
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Thanks for listening to this sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows how hard all these students and coaches work for their team's success. That's why Gangwish Seed is very proud to support all of our athletes. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Good luck to all the student athletes from everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Find us online at gangwishseedfarms.com or call 308-647-5301.
Why pay more when you can get better internet for less? Why settle for it's okay internet when you can have blazing fast speeds to get things done in a snap? Stop asking why and make the switch to NCTC and do business with a company you can trust. With exceptional customer service and Nebraska values, you can't go wrong. Switch to NCTC Internet and experience the difference. We're confident you'll love our service. Visit NCTC.net today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show, your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Let's look at the other broadcast games tonight. Grandland Northwest and Adams Central on 1230 KHAS. Amherst Pleasanton over on Power 99. And Gibbon Donovan Trumbull right here on the Breeze 94.5. It was a 44-31 victory for the Donovan girls. The boys trail Gibbon, though, by 8 points tomorrow. Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia on ESPN Tri-Cities, followed by NFL playoff action. And then on Power 99, Papillion, La Vista South, and Kearney on 1230 KHAS, we will have the Hastings College basketball games on Saturday. Then next Tuesday, we'll have four games for you. We're loaded up here on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Minden, St. Paul on Power 99. Lincoln East, Kearney on KXPN. St. Cecilia Superior on 1230 KHAS. And on Sutton, or on the Breeze 94.5, Sutton and Ravenna. Join me courtside in Ravenna for that one. We'll also have, I believe on 1550, we're going to have the Husker women's basketball game. That game's actually been moved up to a 3 o'clock tip-off. So it could possibly be on 1230 KHAS as well. Stay tuned. We'll give you the latest on Monday when we release our upcoming broadcast schedule for the rest of the week on Thursday and Friday as well, because we will also have Kearney Catholic Aurora next Tuesday. And again, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament Finals on Saturday. That'll be approximately 2 o'clock, and both Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull will be wrestling in that tournament. We're glad to have you along here for high school basketball. The best high school wrestling coverage around as well, Lou Platt Conference Wrestling, and the next thing you know, we'll have sub-district wrestling for the first time this year on September the 6th, and then the following week we will have the district wrestling tournament, and then 3 days of state wrestling reports and semifinal action from the state wrestling meet at the CHI Center in Omaha. Somehow we're almost about halfway through the winter sports season. It feels like we just started, but we're getting in into that stretch where you need to be start playing your best basketball, and that'll be the seeds of success for everybody in the COVID-19 era. Play your best basketball and stay healthy and wear a mask. We're going to take a final break. Come back with the third quarter next. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on the Breeze 94.5. Gibbon leads Donovan Trumbull 20-12.
Thanks for listening to this sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows how hard all these students and coaches work for their team's success. That's why Gangwish Seed is very proud to support all of our athletes. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Good luck to all the student athletes from everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Find us online at gangwishseedfarms.com or call 308-647-5301.
Why pay more when you can get better internet for less? Why settle for it's okay internet when you can have blazing fast speeds to get things done in a snap? Stop asking why and make the switch to NCTC and do business with a company you can trust. With exceptional customer service and Nebraska values, you can't go wrong. Switch to NCTC Internet and experience the difference. We're confident you'll love our service. Visit NCTC.net today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Position arrow will point the way of the home team. The Donovan Cardinals will take it out right in front of our broadcast position. They're down by 8. They'll need to mount a comeback here. And Jaden Williams will inbound it here to Miles Sad. And looks like a 1-2-2 zone here from Gibbon. Sad back to Smith. Ethan back into the game. Was sat most of that second quarter with those three fouls. Smith. Back to Sad, over to Denimore in the corner. Ball on the left wing now to Andrew Stock. Stock's on the baseline now. They'll kick it out to the perimeter. Ethan Smith again. Trying to get around that lengthy 1-2-2 zone from Gibbon. Denimore with a wide open three in the corner. It's no good, though. Stock with a rebound. Nearly fouled from behind. Ethan Smith now with it for Donovan Trumbull. Resets the offense with Miles Sad. We've played a minute here. In this third quarter, Donovan Trumbull with the only possession. Inside Andrew Stock, easy two. Good dish there by Smith, and Stock gets the two-point field goal. Andrew Stock with his first field goal at the seven-minute mark in this third quarter. Ball in the hands of Sell now. Low post opportunity for Hyde. Hyde picks up the dribble. It's going to be tipped down the bounce off of Miles Sad. Sad playing excellent defense here tonight. Compared to the Gibbon Buffaloes, Sad giving up half a foot to some of these Buffs. Inbounded here to Wiseman. Guarded by Williams on the corner. He'll go baseline. Gets it. Steps in. Now he's triple teamed by Stock underneath. Though it means a wide open Buffalo. But they'll kick it out and not give it to the wide open Buffalo. And it'll be a tie up underneath. The possession arrow keeps it with Gibbon. But a win there defensively for Donovan Trumbull. You can give it up points, and you'll switch the possession arrow. Ball will be unbounded here by Braxton Smith. Smith will get it inbounds to Sell. Excellent head fake by Blake. Or Mitch, excuse me. He'll be fouled on the shot. It won't fall, so he'll go to the line to shoot two free throws. First team foul on Donovan here in this second half. And it'll be the second foul here on Blake Dedamore. And free throws here for Mitch Sell. First one's good. He's up to 5 points now. Extends the lead to a touchdown. It's 21-14 Gibbon. Second free throw for Sell's good. Add the two-point conversion here to make it 8. And Miles Sad now across the timeline for Donovan Trumbull. In the corner to Smith. Smith goes baseline inside to Stock. Shot up, rolls around, no good. Tipped out by the Buffaloes into the hands of Mitchell Sell, but another good defensive play by Miles Sad, forcing the Gibbon turnover. Ethan Smith, headshot in the lane. He'll kick it out. Dedamore wide open for three, no good. Shot's just not falling there. They're good looks. They're almost falling, but they're just not quite there. Four down in the trouble. In transition, trying to get it inside again. Too high, and it'll be turned over here. Given the other way, Miles Sad will pull up the three. Back in there, no good. Mitchell Sell pulls down the easy rebound and gets it to Matthew Wiseman. Wiseman was red hot in that second quarter, 13 second quarter points. Hands this one off to Marcus Smith. Smith gets a screen there from Hyde. Pick and roll here. Hyde on the elbow, off the glass, no good. Over the back on Hyde. Picks up his second foul. And that'll be the first here on the Buffs in the second quarter. 5:25 to go in this one. Donovan down by 8. Miles Sad will walk this one across the timeline. Into the lane, lowers the shoulder. They'll call an offensive foul on Miles. Good call there by the official. Sad was a little aggressive with the lowering of the shoulder right into the chest of Matthew Wiseman. Wiseman doing a good job there getting his feet set. Miles Sad nearly steals it back from Wiseman. Wiseman not happy with the official. And he was bumped. And Nolan down here to Wiseman. Wiseman will slowly walk it up. Again, now finally guarded again by Blake Dedamore. Saw that matchup most of that first quarter, which held Wiseman scoreless. Underneath, wide open look here for Marcus Smith. And Smith gets his first field goal, hits the floor hard. Donovan Trumbull, defender, helps him up. Good sportsmanship there. It's 22-14. The other way with it. Donovan's shot was blocked. Gibbon comes away with it. Sell over to Wiseman. Back to Sell. Inside now to Hyde. And Hyde will be fouled. Third team foul on Donovan Trumbull. So two free throws here for Connor Hyde. And they'll call that foul on Jaden Williams. Jaden picks up his second foul. Free throw for Hyde is good. Hyde with 3 points now. Chance to get it to an even four. Does so. Nothing but net for Connor Hyde. And quietly, it's now a 12-point lead for Gibbon. Donovan Trumbull getting good looks. They're just not falling. They'll need him to start falling here with 4:30 to go in this third quarter. Great move by Ethan Smith. Shot up, though, of course, not good. Rebound, though, right to Andrew Stock. And Stock puts it in. Maybe that will loosen things up here for Donovan Trumbull. Wiseman inbounding it, guarded by Miles Satt at the three-quarters court mark. Over to Marcus Smith. Smith guarded by Dedamore. Marcus Smith to Sell. It's going to be stolen away by Ethan Smith. 2-on-4, so Donovan will slowly back out. Kick it out to Andrew Stock. Stock head fakes for three. Front rim, no good. And the rebound to Connor Hyde. And stolen away by Ethan Smith. Well, tipped away off the leg of Hyde. And out of bounds. Great defensive play again by Donovan Trumbull. They're playing great defense. They need to turn it into some great offense if they want to come back in this one, though. Paul Gibbon in that second quarter. 13 points in that quarter from Wiseman is basically the difference in this one. Ball inbounded here to Dedamore. Blake to Stock at the elbow. Back rim no good. And the rebound pulled down by Mitchell Sell. Over to Wiseman, who will slowly walk it up with 4 minutes to go. Now gets it to Marcus Smith. Smith guarded by Dedamore. Blake guards him. Over to Wiseman. Trying to get it to Sell. Sell guarded by Stock. Sell finally gets rid of it to Wiseman. Wide open three. No good. And over the back there, I believe they'll call Connor Hyde. He got the rebound, but he made contact underneath, and that's why they call the foul. Good call there by the official. I've been a little hard on him tonight, so I need to acknowledge when they make a good call there. Second foul here on Gibbon. 3:23 to go, third quarter of play. More subs into the game. Looks like Dylan Davis will come in here for Hyde with those three fouls. So Smith, Sell, Hyde, Wiseman, and also into the game for Gibbon is Dorchinski. That's Pickle. 15, not 10, Ethan Smith, corner three, look for Donovan Trumbull, and it finally hits. His first three-point field goal here in the third quarter, 3:05 to go. Cuts it to a seven-point lead for Gibbon. Smith sat for all out of that second quarter, and Wiseman took advantage of it. Marcus Smith on the left side works around his defender, but a timeout from Coach Benz, a 30-second timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams Corner Market is your full-service grocery store with the freshest produce and meat. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Gibbon will inbound it here in front of their own bench. gets it to Smith. Smith now over to Wiseman. Wiseman tries to drive baseline. Taken away there by Donovan Trumbull. Goes up and under. Shot block from behind. Yes, they'll say a jump ball. Instead of a clean block, they'll say a jump ball. That will give Donovan Trumbull the possession. Trailing it by seven here. Ethan Smith, right after that three-point look in the corner, has the ball now on the left wing. Tries to get it to Williams. Nearly turned it over. Back to Smith. Ethan head fake in the lane. Back out to Williams. Jaden into the lane. Good spoon move there. Tipped away and stolen by Gibbon. Wiseman up that right side. Pulls up from three. Front rim no good. The rebound to Ethan Smith. 2-on-4, so he'll slowly back things out. Dribbles between the legs and resets the offense here. 2 miles. Sad. Guarded by Wiseman at the top. Man-to-man look now from Gibbon. Over to Dedamore. Dedamore to Smith. Ethan inside. Stock's going to be bumped by Dylan Davis. Dylan will pick up his first personal. And now third team foul on Gibbon. 3 team fouls apiece. 2 minutes to go here. Third quarter of play. A 7-point Buffalo lead on the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. Donovan, corner three again for Smith. Rolls around. Just not good. Shots are just not falling. They are this close to falling for Donovan Trumbull, and they fell in that second quarter for Matthew Wiseman. He has 13. He's got the ball here. He'll drive the lane, and he'll be fouled, and he'll go to shoot 2 free throws. One of those block charge calls. Feet were not set, so Wiseman rewarded here with 2 free throws. Third foul on Williams. 4th on the team, so Jaden likely to come out here at stoppage. I don't see him being subbed for, though. There are 2 subs coming in for Gibbon. Connor Hyde back in, and so is Pickle. And there goes Ethan Smith to the bench. And Dedamore will come in as well for Williams. Preston Marston, the other Cardinal, in, so he does go to the bench with those 3 fouls. 8-point lead for the Buffs, and make it 9 with the Wiseman free throws. He's up to 15. Did a more nifty move right side, guarded though by Smith. Nicely off the leg of Connor Hyde and out of bounds. Dolphin maintains possession. Down by 8 points here. 90 seconds to go in this third quarter of play. Ball inbounded here to Miles Sad. Sad now. It looks like still a man-to-man look here. Pick and roll look. They're going to try and get rid of it. Marcus Smith's going to try and chase after it as it went off his leg. Good hustle, but out of bounds. Almost like a punt there. 28-19 lead for Gibbon. 1:22 to go, third quarter of play. Donovan will inbound it here to Miles Sad. Sad across the timeline. Gets it over here to Dedamore. That's Caden Dedamore. Caden into the corner to Sad. Gets a screen there from Stock. Back to Blake Dedamore. Head fake there. Now it to Miles. Miles spins in the lane. Stock wide open for 3. He'll take it. Back rim no good. Rebound pulled down by Dedamore. Numbers the other way. Blake Dedamore gets it to Caden. Now back to Sad. 1 minute to go here. Coach Burr resets the offense. Says let's run this play with 45 seconds to go. In this third quarter, shot at the elbow by Miles Sad was blocked. Gibbon now has it with Wiseman. Wiseman guarded there by Caden Dedamore. Forces him to get across the timeline a little bit quicker here. Wiseman spins around Dedamore. Gets a screen there from Pickle. Braxton Smith, now on the left side to Sell. Sell, wide open shot, no good. Andrew Stock pulls down the rebound. And now Miles Sad the other way. Nearly stolen away by Wiseman right in front of us. Miles spins around and 5-on-4. Wide open 3 here for Caden Dedamore. Rolls around, not good. Man, they can't buy a bucket tonight. Wiseman across the timeline. Shot up by Wiseman, no good. We're through 3. Gibbon leads Donovan Trumbull 28-19. We'll come back with that fourth quarter for you next. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze 94.5.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back here. Let's take another 30-second timeout and bring you the fourth quarter next. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Gibbon will inbound it right in front of us here as they go left to right, up by 9 points here. And Marcus Smith has it at the top of the key. Just keep running their offense if you're Gibbon. Don't start going into stall mode this early. And Wiseman on the other side. They'll call 3 seconds in the lane here on Connor Hyde. So the Buffs will turn it over, and that might be the break that Donovan Trumbull needs. A good defensive stop and perhaps one of their longer shots to maybe fall for the first time all night. .7:41 on the clock here. The referee stops the play. Now they reset the clock to 74.1, so official stopped the play there. Now we have another delay. The clock's been fixed. So we're ready to go. Williams will get it in here to Sad. Miles across the timeline over to Smith. Ethan Smith in the corner. Tries to find a cutting Andrew Stock. Good job by Gibbon preventing him from getting the ball. They'll whip it back out here to Blake Dittimore. Dittimore over to Sad. Guarded there by Wiseman. Kicks it out to Smith. Smith with a deep three. Rolls around no good. And the rebound to Connor Hyde. Gibbon into the hands of Wiseman. Gets it across the timeline. Guarded by Sad. Good screen there. Good roll, but good job by Sad getting up and knocking that out of bounds. Miles Sad giving it all tonight defensively. He's also got 5 points offensively, but it's not enough as they still trail it by 9 here. Gibbon looking for their 6th win in a row. Inbound into Wiseman off of the leg of Sad and out of bounds. They'll inbound it here underneath their own basket. Gibbon with the four corners look here. Going to try and get it into Wiseman. His shot will be blocked at the three-point arc. And then on the rebound, it goes to Ethan Smith. And Smith will be fouled over the back again, I believe, on Connor Hyde. We'll wait for the official word here. It'll be the fourth foul. No, it'll be on 13. It'll be Braxton Smith's first personal foul. 7 minutes to go here in the ball game. Miles Sad into the half court. Gets the look there from Stock. Stock over to Smith. Smith with another wide open three. Misses everything. Dittimore with a good hustle to save it, but right into the hands of Mitchell Sell. Sell picks up the dribble, gets it to Wiseman. That's a wise move to try and get it into your main ball handler's hands. Back to Smith now. Marcus Smith. Guarded there by Dittimore. Marcus over to Connor Hyde, and the timeout by Coach Benz as the team is nowhere near the basket. So a timeout on the floor, full timeout, 60 seconds in variety. We'll be back. Gibbon leads 28-19, 6 minutes to go.
Time. It's the eternal measure for growers everywhere, influencing the ebbs and flows of every season. Through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions stands with you, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Because the time to act is right now. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
The Breeze, 94.5.
6:24 to go in this game. Gibbon holding on to a 9-point lead right now with the ball. And they'll get it into Marcus Smith. Smith guarded by Dedamore, and Blake will pick up the foul here. Good call by the official. Too much contact for Blake Dedamore. It'll be third on him. And just the 15th foul here, so still one more foul to give for Donovan before Gibbon is in the bonus. And so we'll inbound it here. They'll get it into Wiseman in the backcourt. Trying to hand it off to Smith. Good defense there by Donovan Trumbull. Matthew Wiseman gets it across the timeline. Good pressure here by Miles Addy. He gets around him, though. Shot up in the lane. Going to be blocked. Yep, that's what they'll call. Gibbon fans unhappy with that call. The shot was blocked. That was the correct call as Wiseman hit the floor. Usually you don't see a jump ball call. You just would see a blocked shot in that scenario. But change of possession gives it back to Donovan Trumbull. Shot in the lane by Dedamore. It's no good. Rebound to the taller Connor Hyde. And that seems to be the one and done a lot of times for Donovan Trumbull, as there's just so much hype for this Gibbon team. Into the lane, Wiseman nearly stolen away by Sad. Now he tries to get it away. Ethan Smith, good hustle, and they're going to say out of bounds, but off of who? Referees are getting together, and they'll say Donovan Trumbull basketball. The officials are having a tough time tonight. They had to get together on that one. The one guy that was going to make the call went to the official who had been struggling all night. And the other guy looked confused, so they just said Donovan Trumbull basketball. 5.5 to go now. 28-19. Away from the ball, we got an offensive foul on Miles Sad. Miles trying to get free here, and he pushed a little too hard. And that'll be the 16th foul now on Donovan. So bonus free throws for Gibbon. The rest of the way, they'll inbound this one first. Gets it to sell, and there's a foul on Smith. So Ethan Smith picks up fourth foul on him. So we'll walk the length of the court and shoot a 1-1 here with Mitchell Sell. Sell perfect from the line tonight, 2-2. He's got 6 points. We'll see if Coach Burr likes to keep Ethan Smith in the game with four fouls. It looks so. Mitchell Sell, big free throw here. Nothing but net. He's up to 7. And it's a 10-point lead for Gibbon. Second free throw. Takes the ball, dribbles it 3 times with the right hand, flicks the wrist, and nails the free throw. Mitch up to 8 now. And an 11-point lead for Donovan Trumbull. Need a bucket here. Underneath to Andrew Stock. Stock lays it up and in, and a timeout off the make by Coach Kellen Burr. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call an 800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Instead, contact Barney Insurance, your local independent agent with auto owner's insurance. Barney Insurance. Trusted people who you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue N and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here on The Breeze, 94.5. Jeff Abel courtside with you. 30 to 21 lead here for Gibbon. 5:13 to go in this one. Coach Burr calls a timeout to bring the full court pressure here. Gibbon will get it inbounded to Wiseman. Immediately trapped here. Gets it over to Smith. Smith across the timeline. 2-on-1 now for Gibbon. They'll back it out. Nearly throw it into the backcourt here. But Wiseman gets it saved. Now up to Marcus Smith, guarded by Ethan Smith. There's a third Smith out there as well for Gibbon, Braxton Smith. He has the ball now. Ball over, left wing now to Hyde, back to Wiseman. Matthew Wiseman slows things down. 15 points for him. He's going to throw it into the backcourt. Are they going to say tip? No, that's the correct call made by the other official on court. Wiseman just lost his handle there. He's hands on his knees. He's been playing hard tonight. He needs a breather, so they'll sub him out and bring in Caleb Pickle. Coach Burr wants Wiseman rested in case Donovan mounts any sort of comeback. He wants one of his best players, Matthew Wiseman, fresh for the final 4 minutes here. Ethan Smith pull up from 15-foot. He'll nail it. Ethan up to 7 points and cuts it to a 7-point lead for Gibbon. Turnover here, stolen by Miles Hyde. Behind the back pass to Ethan Smith, and he'll put the bucket in. What a pass behind the back. Nearly stolen away by Smith again, and it is, and a foul. Jaden Williams fouled. He'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. Donovan Trumbull, all sorts of hustle out there. Foul's going to be called on Mitchell Sell. It'll be his first, the fifth team foul here. And a chance for free throws. It's good. Jaden Williams nails the free throw here. And just like that, it's a 4-point lead, and that brings Wiseman back into the game. Not Pickle's fault, but more of a great play by Miles Hatt. Second free throw is good. Jaden Williams gets his first 2 points via the charity stripe, and we're down to a one-possession game with 4 minutes to go. Matthew Wiseman, full court pressure here from Donovan Trumbull. They'll get it across the timeline. Braxton Smith with it. Stolen away by Miles Sad. Sad in the lane is going to be tipped, and they'll get 2 free throws on the continuation. They'll call that foul on Matthew Wiseman. Wiseman not happy with the call. I think I'm going to have to agree with him there. I thought he got all ball. But they'll say he got him on the wrist. And then they'll say he was in the act of shooting. So 2 free throws here for Miles Sad. Donovan Trumbull mounting a huge comeback here. Front rim no good, though. Down by 9 points to start this third quarter. 28-19. They've cut it to 3. And a chance here by Miles Sad to cut it to 2. Free throw is good. Nothing but net. 2-point lead for Gibbon. Just a tick under 4 minutes to go. Wiseman nearly stolen away again. He's on the lane. They're going to say a foul here on Donovan Trumbull. They say he got him on the arm. They trapped him right at the half court line. They'll say a foul here on Donovan Trumbull. Great pressure either way. Good job by Wiseman to draw the contact. And Matt will head to the line as that's now the 8th team foul on Donovan Trumbull. So bonus free throws here. Good. 16 points now for Matthew Wiseman. 3-point lead, a chance to make it 2 possessions here. Second free throw rolls around and in. 4-point lead for Gibbon. 32-28-17 for Matthew Wiseman. Ethan Smith over to Jaden Williams. Dedimore into the lane, jump stop, trying to get the stock. Going to be turned over here. Stolen by Matthew Wiseman. Full court pressure again. They'll get it up to Smith. Gibbon briefly with numbers into the hands of Braxton Smith. Braxton back to Marcus. Marcus back to Matthew, nearly in the backcourt. Ball's ping-ponged around there. Matthew Wiseman, Donovan Trumbull fans wanted to travel. Not going to get it. 2-on-1 the other way. Braxton Smith with a nifty post move to get it off the glass for his first field goal. And now a 6-point lead for Gibbon. Donovan had it as close as 2 points. Shot, headshot, fake up for Williams. He'll be fouled by Sell. It'll be the second on Mitch. And the sixth team foul, and since it was a head fake, it'll be in the act of shooting. So free throws here for Jaden Williams. Big free throws here. Jaden, 6'1" freshman. Bends the knees, throws it up. Good. Three free throws in this third quarter. And the silence in the arena to give Jaden a chance to concentrate. Second free throw, nails it. Nothing but net. 4 points for Jaden, all from the charity stripe in this fourth quarter. Miles Sad saves it off of Matthew Eisen. Miles Sad, just so dang athletic. He jumps through the roof. For a 5'10" guy, he jumps like he's 6'3". Saved it, threw it off the leg of Matthew Wiseman. 34-30. Donovan Trumbull down two possessions here with 3 minutes to go. Gibbon in the bonus. Both teams in the bonus. It's going to be tipped off of Matthew Wiseman and out of bounds. 2:51 to go here. Donovan Trumbull down by four with the ball. Ethan Smith will inbound it here. Right in front of the Donovan Trumbull bench. Inbounded here to Sad. Sad guarded by Wiseman. Pulls up at the free throw line. Head fake there. Now over to Dedamore. Dedamore, bad pass. Nearly stolen away, but it's in the hands of Ethan Smith. Smith needs help. He'll get it to Williams. Williams into the lane. Back door to Stock. And they'll call a body foul here on Gibbon underneath. By the reaction, I would think that one's going to be on Hyde. It'll be the eighth team foul on the Buffs. And they'll call that one on Sell. So three on Mitch. And a 1-1 here for Williams. Free throw up. Hits the front rim. No good. Sell pulls down the rebound. And gets it up to Marcus Smith. 2:37 to go. Donovan needs a stop. Backdoor pass, wide open, into the lane, shot up. No call by the official on the block charge. Rebound in the hands of Williams, and Williams will be fouled. Jaden Williams pulls down the rebound off the miss. And Gibbon commits their ninth team foul. So 1-1 here the other way. And the next team foul on Gibbon will be double bonus for Donovan Trumbull. So a big first free throw here again for Jaden Williams. He's got four from the charity stripe in this fourth quarter. If he can get both of them here, it'd be a two-point gain. Williams takes two dribbles, flicks the wrist, rolls around and in. Boy, the way he reacted, he thought it was going to go good, but it rolled around like it had been all night, but it finally fell. For Gibbon, five free throws in this fourth quarter. Make it. Oh, he missed it. Jinxed him there. One possession lead. Gibbon leads it by three. Wiseman quickly the other way. Before he has a chance to get to the hoop, Coach Benz will use a timeout. A 30-second timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Gibbon leads it 34-31.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The Breeze 94.5.
Again, that timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you. We'll stay tuned. We'll have the new West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. A chance to catch with both coaches, I believe, in the post-game. Somebody's got to lose this one tonight, unfortunately. 34-31. Donovan Trumbull on the comeback trail all night long. They're one possession away from tying it, but Gibbon has the basketball with 2:30 to go. They'll get it into Wiseman. Wiseman guarded by Sad. Sad's been playing great defense all night. Now they'll get it to Marcus Smith. Marcus tries to go baseline on Ethan Smith. Now they'll get it to Sell. Sell cross-court pass to Braxton Smith. Over to Wiseman. Wiseman will be hand-checked there. I believe they'll call that one on Miles Sad. Yes, they will. And that'll be number four on Miles. You'd hate to see him fall out of the game. Such a great effort tonight. Wiseman at the free throw stripe. Front end of the 1-on-1's no good. Rebound to Stock. Stock throws it away, though. Second effort, though, by Connor Hyde is no good, but he'll be fouled. Just about was blessed with turnover there underneath. And the first effort by Hyde was missed, but he's just so tall that he just basically fingertipped that one back to himself and then got fouled on the second effort. Free throw no good. 10th team foul now on Donovan Trumbull. Double bonus free throws for Hyde. Chance to make it a two-possession game here. Free throw up, good. 5 points for Hyde and a four-point lead here for Gibbon. Miles Sad will run the point, gets it across the timeline. 2 minutes to go. Over to Dedimore. Dedimore for three, got it! Blake Dedimore with a huge three-point basket and a timeout by Coach Kellen Burr to set up the defense. 1:55 to go in this one. Donovan Trumbull cuts the Gibbon lead to one. It's 35-34, back in 30 on the Breeze.
On a winning sports team, all the players work together and good things happen. And this sports broadcast on Platte River Radio happens because of a strong local team. The businesses you hear during this game know the value of advertising their message to sports fans. Our sponsors tell their story to thousands of Central Nebraska listeners every week. That helps their business grow, and it makes these broadcasts possible. We'd love to have you join our sports sponsorship team. Go to PlatteRiverRadio.com/advertise and get in the game with us.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Gibbon will inbound it here, up by one, 1:55 to go in this one. They'll be in the double bonus if they are fouled. They'll inbound it here to Marcus Smith, and they'll say Dedimore tipped that one and out of bounds. Gibbon maintains the possession. No time came off the clock. So that magical tenth of a second, maybe. Inbound it here to Wiseman. Wiseman's going to be bumped there by Dedimore, and Blake will pick up his fourth foul. So we'll walk the length of the court here for two free throws, as that's the 10th foul here on Donovan Trumbull. So both teams with 10 fouls, or with double bonus free throws. Gibbon has 9 fouls, so their next one would be a 10th free throw. Wiseman at the free throw line, rolls around and in. He's at 18 now. It's a two-point lead, a chance to extend it to three. Nothing but net. 19 points for Wiseman. One possession game, though. It's a three-point edge for the Buffs. 1:40 to go in this one. Coach Burr signaling the offense. Miles Sad in the corner. They'll say he was fouled trying to get the pass to Dedimore. Miles Sad will head to the free throw line. Foul's going to be on Marcus Smith. It'll be Marcus's third. Again, double bonus now for both teams. Free throw, back rim, no good. Jaden Williams, Miles Sad at the line tonight. 6 points, one at the charity stripe. He's going to try to make it a second to cut it to a two-point Gibbon lead. Nails that one. And it's 7 points for Miles Sad. Going along with excellent defense. He's going to trap Wiseman here on the inbounds. They'll get it ahead to Connor Hyde. Hyde over to Smith. Now to Wiseman. Back to Marcus Smith. Head fake there. Double team. Wiseman trying to just cut as much time as they can. Over to Smith. Over here to Hyde. Work the offense to Braxton Smith. Over to Marcus Smith. Now Wiseman's triple teamed. He gets around all of them. He's got a lane. He dribbles it back out to milk a little bit of time here. 70 seconds to go in this one. Donovan fans wanted Wiseman stepping on the line. He did not. So good call by the officials there. Ball's in the corner here to Braxton Smith. And Smith will be pushed underneath, or was that in the hands of Hyde at that point? Yep, they had given it to Hyde. So Donovan Trumbull, at some point, you need to foul somebody with 60 seconds to go. So they'll foul one of the bigger guys, hoping he misses the free throws here. Second foul here on Andrew Stock. And free throws missed by Connor Hyde. Hyde's got all of his points in this second half via the charity stripe. Gibbon hopes he can make this one to get it back up to three. It's been about 2 to 3 points the entire fourth quarter. Rolls around, no good. Rebound to Ethan Smith. Smith, under a minute now. 57 seconds to go. Gets it across. He'll hand it to Miles Sadd. Over to Dedamore. Blake Dedamore, Ethan Smith nearly walked with it. Spins into the lane. Backdoor cut to Stock. Stock up and under and in. Andrew Stock ties the ball game up at 37. And with 42 seconds to go, Donovan brings the pressure. Matthew Wiseman needs to get across the timeline. Lowers the shoulder, gets it across, tipped away by Miles Sadd. And they'll call a foul on Dedamore. Dedamore picks up, I believe, foul number 5 as well. So that'll end the night for Blake Dedamore. Tough call there. Donovan Faithful unhappy with the call, obviously. Gets a resounding good effort here. Blake will finish with 8 points and 2 big free throws now for Matthew Wiseman, the senior. He's got 19 points, chance to get it to 20 here. Nails the free throw. Gives Gibbon a 1 point lead with 32 seconds to go. Wiseman's second free throw. Bends the knees, flicks the wrist, nails it. 21 points. More importantly, a 2 point lead for Gibbon. Miles Sadd across the timeline, 27 seconds to go. Gets a screen here from Stock into the lane. Shot left hand is in. What a move by Miles Sadd. Gibbon quickly the other way. Wiseman with 15 seconds to go into the lane. Spins back out. Faded away. Jumper's good. Matthew Wiseman. Fadeaway jumper and a timeout. Timeout for Coach Burr, it looks like. And the official's confused as to what's going on here. 9 seconds to go. We'll take the timeout with them. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Boys Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5. Gibbon up by 2 with 9 seconds to go.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we got a nail biter here on the Breeze. Coach Burr's trying to get an explanation from the official. Not going to single out the official, but he's the one that's been struggling all night. And he's got his arms crossed trying to explain it to Coach Burr with 8.9 seconds to go. And now we're going to have a delay here as he's still trying to explain what's going on here. So Donovan Trumbull will need to go the length of the court here in 8.9 seconds to try and tie or possibly get a good look at three to win the game. Miles Sadd across the timeline, guarded by Wiseman. Over to Stock. Stock into the lane. Ethan Smith for three. Front rim no good, and that's going to do it. Game over. Three-point basket at the buzzer does not go, and Gibbon escapes with a 41-39 victory over the Buffaloes. Donovan had a chance to win it with 8 seconds to go, but the iron unkind of the Cardinals all night. And Gibbon, hugs and jubilation on their sideline as they made the trek down I-80 and are going to leave tonight with their 6th straight victory. We'll take a break. Come back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on The Breeze 94.5. Gibbon wins 41-39.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
If keeping up with real-life news and events in the heart of the Tri-Cities is important to you, consider subscribing to The Clipper for print delivery or e-Clipper emailed to you where you are. Local news from Gibbon, Shelton, Wood River, Caro, and everywhere in between. We will give you positive stories from school activities to local events. Check us out on the web or like us on Facebook. Who knows? You might find yourself in our picture gallery. Go to clipperpubco.com. We don't show danger stunts or crazy cats, but we'll keep you informed about our towns and our people.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Working more from home now and want to stop using your kitchen table? Furniture Direct has your solution. Check out our selection of office furniture that's stylish and affordable. With a wide array of shapes and sizes, you can find the office furniture that best suits you at the price you want. You can be organized and look great for Zoom meetings in your underwear. We even have no interest financing to help you get it now. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Boy, what a dandy we had for you here on The Breeze, 94.5. Jeff Babel back with you courtside. Kaido back in the studio producing and engineering. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Well, a two-point victory for the Gibbon Buffaloes, and what a effort by them to hang on and make some late fourth quarter free throws to hang on and win this one. Valiant effort in defeat by the Cardinals. Let's take a look at the numbers. First for the winning Gibbon Buffaloes, led in scoring by Matthew Wiseman. Held scoreless in the first quarter and then only had 2 points in the third quarter, but he got 13 in the third quarter and then 8 more in the fourth quarter, 6 of which at the free throw line. He finished with 23 points. 8 points from Mitchell Sell, 5 from Connor Hyde, 2 for Braxton Smith, and 1 from Dylan Davis, a big free throw in that first quarter. And now let's look at the numbers for Donovan Trumbull in defeat. 39 total points. They got 8 points from Andrew Stock and Blake Dedamore, 9 from Ethan Smith, the freshman with big minutes there. Or the junior, excuse me, the freshman's Jaden Williams. He had 5 fourth quarter free throws, but it wasn't enough. And then 7 points from Miles Sad defensively. You know, that's not going to show up in the scorebook, but man, he played such excellent defense on Matthew Wiseman. And you say Matthew Wiseman got 23, but such excellent defense. He forced turnovers, was stealing and jumping around all out there. Both Miles Sad and both Matthew Wiseman, good candidates for your PlatteRiverPreps.com Athlete of the Month, brought to you by B&B Carpet in Donovan. Well, we'll take a break here. Chance to hopefully catch up with the head coaches after this one. So we'll take another 2-minute timeout and be back with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
If keeping up with real-life news and events in the heart of the Tri-Cities is important to you, consider subscribing to The Clipper for print delivery or e-Clipper emailed to you where you are. Local news from Gibbon, Shelton, Wood River, Caro, and everywhere in between. We will give you positive stories from school activities to local events. Check us out on the web or like us on Facebook. Who knows? You might find yourself in our picture gallery. Go to clipperpubco.com. We don't show danger stunts or crazy cats, but we'll keep you informed about our towns and our people.
Amigos Build It Burritos and Bowls come in two sizes, regular and really big. They all start with made from scratch cilantro lime rice, and then you custom build it with layer upon layer of flavor. There's three meats to choose from, two beans, three veggies, and three homemade sauces. For an amazing taste combination, try the new queso sauce with shredded pork. When it's cold outside, the perfect on-the-go meal is a queso Build It Burrito or Bowl at Amigos.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Working more from home now and want to stop using your kitchen table? Furniture Direct has your solution. Check out our selection of office furniture that's stylish and affordable. With a wide array of shapes and sizes, you can find the office furniture that best suits you at the price you want. You can be organized and look great for Zoom meetings in your underwear. We even have no interest financing to help you get it now. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here on The Breeze, 94.5. Coaches has emerged from the locker room. I haven't made eye contact with him quite yet, so we'll try to track him down. So we'll take one final break. Hopefully catch up with Coach Benz, and if we have time, Coach Burr as well. We'll take a break. Be back in 90 seconds. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Thanks for listening to this sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows how hard all these students and coaches work for their team's success. That's why Gangwish Seed is very proud to support all of our athletes. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Good luck to all the student athletes from everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Find us online at gangwishseedfarms.com or call 308-647-5301.
Why pay more when you can get better internet for less? Why settle for it's okay internet when you can have blazing fast speeds to get things done in a snap? Stop asking why and make the switch to NCTC and do business with a company you can trust. With exceptional customer service and Nebraska values, you can't go wrong. Switch to NCTC Internet and experience the difference. We're confident you'll love our service. Visit NCTC.net today.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, and all of South Central Nebraska. This has been a presentation of PlatteRiverPreps.com and Platte River Radio Sports.
KLIQ.
She makes you smile the way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur.